Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay, I don't know what you mean by that, sunny day. You better not mean what I think you're meaning. You won't be long for here. A successful conspiracy should be limited in the number of people involved. They must be highly intelligent and free from the need to feed their ego by revealing how important they are to the rest of the world, just so everybody knows. The events surrounding the January 6th insurrection met none of those criteria. Hundreds of organizations were involved, and responsible officials contradicted each other. And the approved narrative was because Donald Trump falsely claimed that the election was stolen. He incited all of his white supremacist followers to invade the Capitol in an attempt to overthrow the government. Senator Gary Peters described it as a direct attack on our democracy. And this provided proof that white supremacists were a real threat. It also eclipsed the BLM and Antifa riot bad press. See, that was one of the things. We got to offset certain things. The FBI reported that there was no indication that individuals associated with Antifa disguised themselves among the pro-Trump supporters in order to provoke the mob at the U.S. Capitol. Reason magazine admitted that there was a single one, and we kept seeing him over and over and over and over and over again. But they said the existence of one person vaguely connected to Antifa does not establish that Antifa was ultimately culpable in what transpired. One thing I find amazing is while they're pointing all of this out to you, they completely ignore the timeline because they were in the Capitol. They were going in the Capitol while Trump was still speaking at the eclipse. His speech was not over yet. The thing about that is it's about a 45-minute walk from the eclipse to the Capitol. So in order, while he was still giving the speech, they were going in. They'd been gone for about 50 minutes when they hit the doors. The disturbance that happened on January the 6th at the Capitol is described as a deadly insurrection. And the riots that took place during the summer that caused between $1 and $2 billion in damage, caused 17 deaths, are being described now as peaceful. The only death that can be attributed directly to the violence on January the 6th was a woman shot by police in violation of any law enforcement rules of engagement. She had cops behind her when she was shot out in front. So it's clear that the government and the deep state media are not giving an accurate picture of what took place. You don't need, and you didn't have to have a crystal ball at that time to know that violent groups would use the gathering to promote violence. Past experience with mass gatherings like Trump's inauguration in 2017 should have required increased security. And yet, according to the Washington Post, the Capitol Police did not take the kind of extra precautions like frozen zones and hardened barriers that are typically used for major events near the Capitol. Former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving said, "We all believe that the plan met the threat and that we were prepared. this is based loosely on the fact that Trump had a lot of, he'd had a lot of gatherings, a lot of rallies. And the problem with that is that, yes, there was nothing happening there, but what was going on happened afterwards. It would happen outside of the venue. This time it was nowhere near the venue, and happened outside of the venue again. So this really doesn't, this doesn't hold water with me. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund claimed that the intelligence we based our planning on indicated that the January 6th protests were expected to be similar to the previous peaceful MAGA rallies in 2020, which drew tens of thousands of participants. But then he said, I witnessed insurgents beating police officers with fists and pipes and sticks and bats and metal barricades and flagpoles. If there had been insurgents there, if this had really been an insurgency, they would still be there. There would be no Congress. There would be no Senate if this had been an insurgency. There would be no Capitol building. If it met the criteria of being called an insurgency, a military term, by the way, it would be rubble, all of it. All of it. We'd be talking about, I remember Nancy Pelosi. She sure was a crazy woman. What Sund remarked to, nobody else saw that. It didn't match any other claims. Metro Police Chief Robert Conte testified that former U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund pleaded with military officials to send in the National Guard. He warned Congress six times about the high risk of violence before January the 6th. Trump asked for 10,000 National Guard troops for this. John Filiglio, the chief of staff for the D.C. mayor, claimed literally this guy's on the phone crying out for help. It's burned in my memories. I'm plagued by the remembrance of it all. There is evidence the FBI withheld intelligence from the responsible parties prior to January the 6th. Stephen Sund told lawmakers he did not receive a copy of an FBI report warning of violence that was issued the day before the attack on the Capitol. It was sent to the police but not forwarded to Sund. He testified that on January 5th, during a meeting I hosted with my executive team, the Capitol Police Board, and a dozen of the top law enforcement and military officials from D.C., no entity, including the FBI, provided any new intelligence regarding January the 6th. But there was a plethora of evidence out there. Back in the summer, Antifa indicated they were going to start infiltrating things, dressing with MAGA hats and all this other stuff. Actually, they were going to wear them backwards, which a lot of guys were showing up with backwards MAGA hats. And they planned on hijacking the Trump rally. They started doing this in November. They knew this was going to happen. I don't remember if Trump planned. I don't know when he planned the rally, but they started pre-planning something. Millie Weaver provides an extensive record of extremist plans to disrupt the event. Here we have a 29-year-old that's a more capable investigator than a multi-billion-dollar intelligence complex. No, she's just honest. They're withholding. So, according to the, now Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, he got out there and said that the Hill said he was reading from an unverified eyewitness account, raising unproven claims about provocateurs and people pretending to be supporters of the former president participating in the riot. And they stressed unverified, unproven. See, we're always unproven. Even though, I mean, listen, it's straight out of their book. The whole Russia collusion thing, that was pretty much unproven. Yeah. Impeached twice. Second time with no due process whatsoever. But the question has to be asked, were Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell curious about what might happen on January the 6th? Why was the National Guard request turned down? Police made it. President made it. Turned down. Did Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell have access to the intelligence from the FBI? The FBI supposedly has infiltrated many of these groups, which I find completely crazy, but, they claim they've done it. Not a very good insurrection. Too many people involved. Too many incompetent people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Here we are. We're in March now, and we have been locked down for a year, with the exception of Kristi Noem State, Ron DeSantis in Florida. We've been locked down for a year. Yesterday, Texas and Mississippi threw their states wide open. You've got all of these Democratic. I love that Gavin Newsom said that was so unwise. While his state empties out, Andrew Cuomo, of course, didn't say anything because he's too busy defending himself and trying to keep his job. But it's been a year since the public health experts went on TV telling you that in order for you to survive COVID-19, we were going to have to do some draconian things. Things we'd never done. It was unprecedented in order to mitigate the coming Black Plague. The 21st century Black Plague. They told us that our salvation required school closures, stay-at-home orders, business lockdowns. And we were also told that this is going to be the way it was going to be for a while. We were told that this was going to be the new normal. I've heard so many radio commercials out there saying, now that we exist in the new normal, everybody that bought into that, you irritate me to a degree that I cannot articulate on radio. Okay? Now, we heard from Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, though, Rahm Emanuel's brother. We will not be able to return to normalcy until we find a vaccine. We need to prepare ourselves for this to last 18 months or so and for the toll that it will take. Well, he's a millionaire, so he didn't mention that for a man of his means, the toll that it would take would be negligible, right? Even if it disrupted the education of millions of children, rendered their parents unemployed, and wreaked social and psychological havoc throughout society. And then the very sainted, godlike Dr. Anthony Fauci said, I know it's difficult. This is inconvenient from an economic and a personal standpoint, but we just have to do it. He's also the one that got out there and said, maybe you should just do as you're told. Fauci is the highest paid bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. So, of course, you know, he gets to work from home and be on TV, too. But not all public health officials accepted this. Not all of them, you know, they were not in lockstep with this. Like Dr. John P.A. Leonidas of the Stanford University School of Medicine. He questioned the reasoning used by people like Emanuel and Fauci in an essay published in Stat, where he wrote that the precipitous response to the pandemic was a once-in-a-century evidence fiasco, and that decisions of monumental significance were being made without truly dependable data concerning how many people have been infected. The other part that he pointed out was that he thought that this was, you know, there was a lot of SARS-CoV-2, which is what this is, that had gotten out there and, you know, been infected already. I mean, I had it in January before it was trendy. Shortly after he wrote his essay, Michael T. Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy in Minnesota, wrote an opinion piece for the Washington Post in which he denounced shutdowns in general. He began his column by informing the Post readers of a reality to which few of its readers have been previously exposed. He said COVID-19 will go away eventually in one of two ways. Either we develop a vaccine to prevent it, or the virus will burn itself out as the spread of infection comes to confer a form of herd immunity on the population. Now, this is, you know, herd immunity is the thing I've been looking for because we have that with everything else. We've always developed that with everything. But politicians frown on that herd immunity because they're very reluctant to relinquish the money that comes with huge COVID-19 relief packages and the power to place arbitrary restrictions in their civil liberties. In California, there is a nursing home that has twice dumped people in jumped them out of the nursing home in order to get COVID patients because it's more, they make more money with it. Can you imagine being somebody in your 80s, waiting on your medicine, waiting on your meal, waiting on your loved one to come visit you? They're packing you up. You're like, where are we going? And they just dump you somewhere. I mean, literally in the middle of the street. Dr. Marty Makary of the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine predicted that we're going to be at herd immunity next month. And this is why Osterholm warned us a year ago against pursuing lockdowns without any real understanding of the alternatives. He wrote, consider the effect of shutting down offices, schools, transportation systems, restaurants, hotels, stores, theaters, concert halls, sporting events, and other venues indefinitely, leaving all of their workers unemployed and on the public dole. The likely result would not just be a depression, but a complete economic breakdown and countless permanently lost jobs long before a vaccine is ready or natural immunity takes hold. We can't have everyone stay at home and still produce and distribute the basics needed to sustain life and fight the disease. We are in uncharted territory. No, actually not, doctor. For the political mind, you're not. This is called Cloward and Piven. We're going to take everything to the point of breakdown. We're going to break it down, and then when we're going to swipe, we're going to come on in, and guess what? We'll start sending you a check every month. You belong to us now. Dr. Knut Witkowski, he said, like, his warnings were ignored, and he was an epidemiologist. He is an epidemiologist. In addition to his concerns about the ineffectiveness of the shutdowns, he was also worried about their threat to our civil liberties. He put a YouTube video up, discussed the issues, and then the video was taken down with no explanation. You can still find it out there if you look around. And it's at the American Institute for Economic Research. And in it, he makes this observation. I think people in the United States are more docile than they should be. And he's correct. We've got a bunch of people now in the United States that think they got to wait around and wait for the government to tell them what's next. And if, like in my state of South Carolina, if Henry McMaster, the governor here, who, this is the way Henry figures out what he needs to do. He sticks his head out of the hole and he looks around to see what every other governor is doing around him. And then he does that. He's not exactly proactive, but if he throws the state open, if he gets out there and says, well, Greg Abbott's my hero, there's going to be a lot of people here in South Carolina that are not going to believe that it's okay. They're not going to believe that it's safe. And here's the thing about life. It's never safe. It's a very dangerous thing to live in the world. I mean, you're walking around wearing a mask. What happens if you get hit by a bus? What happens if you have a heart attack or stroke or something? I mean, it's risky. It's risky to live. And we can either accept the risk and live, or not accept the risk, and everybody doesn't want to accept the risk, that's okay. Peer at me through your window, wearing your mask, inside your house, maybe have on some goggles and a face shield and all this other stuff. I'm going to live my life, and you guys don't get to tell me what I'm going to do. Very simple. Very simple pretense. You make your decision, I'll make mine. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ripping Texas and Mississippi for lifting tough coronavirus restrictions.
The last thing you need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it.
Biden telling reporters it's a big mistake and Americans should continue to follow the science on COVID-19.
Wash your hands, hot water, do it frequently, wear a mask and stay socially distanced. I wish the heck some of our elected officials knew it.
Mississippi lifting those restrictions today, Texas lifting them next week. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's embarrassed by sexual harassment allegations but won't step down. He apologized today for whatever pain he's caused, saying it was never intended. Three women, including two former aides, have accused him of unwanted touching. USA Radio News. More than 100 illegal immigrants released into Texas by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection have tested positive for COVID-19. Felipe Romero, a spokesman for Brownsville, Texas, says the city doesn't have the authority to halt migrants who test positive for the virus from traveling anywhere in the United States, although officials advise them to quarantine and follow federal health guidelines. Regarding the rise of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, former acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says,
we're also looking to project it at this rate at 1.4 million total individuals trying to illegally enter this country. Right now, we're looking at almost 5,000 a day that we are encountering on the southwest border illegally entering.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is issuing an executive order requiring public schools to get back to teacher-led in-person instruction by March 15th or after spring break. USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, this next little bit is primarily, I will continue to beat up on all these health experts until they go away. This next little bit, though, is for those of you who are so afraid that you think you can get in my business. Now, the first thing you need to understand is that I carry a gun everywhere I go, so I'm not going to take any umbrage at you for getting in my face to the point, unless it gets dangerous, and it will be because you instigated it. All right? If you are frightened about places dropping mask mandates and opening back up, stay home and stay safe, please, because the world is a very scary place, filled with germs and germy people. People are stupid. Just go take a drive and look at everybody in a car. People sneeze sometimes. Oh, my God. The only solution to a world where dummies go out unmasked and unafraid, stay home. Stay safe. I'm only saying this partially tongue-in-cheek, by the way. People who are seriously concerned about their health should never leave home, if that's what it comes down to. If you're one of these people on oxygen or something like that, you gotta take special care where you go. And people who are super worried but who must leave for various reasons, triple mask, or go get fitted for the N95 mask, a real one that fits your face. And mask up with a real fitted mask, go do what you have to do, and go back home, stay safe. And now I'm not trying to be cavalier here. I've been in severely compromised positions myself with my health, with my lungs, with my heart. And, you know, you got to take and make allowances for that. Can't go to the mall, can't get out in crowds, can't have people over, can't go see people. Family visits, well, they got it. Those are going to be somewhat restricted. It can be done because, you know, this happens. This was happening all the time with people with health issues, literally life or death. But, you know, you have to take drastic action. And right now, all of America is awash in N95 masks. So you can go find plenty of them, get fitted for it, and have at it. Do the very best you can with what you got. But the flip side to this is this. The rest of us get to do what we damn well please. Period. Whiskey at a bar? Thanks, I don't mind if I do. Disney World? I'm not going there. They're commie-loving, slavery-using, social justice hypocrites. But otherwise, if that were not the case, I might go. Go see the new Dune in a movie theater, because I actually like the original Dune. I'd like to see how the new one comes out. I'm fine with that. I'll do it right now. Because it's time to get back to living. When Greg Abbott said that the mask can come off and businesses can 100% open, sent a shockwave through the country and lefties are fretting. Well, it's okay. They'll be okay. They just need to stay home and stay safe. This will start a cascade, by the way. This is going to be trendy to do. Abbott's announcement preceded Mississippi's announcement by about an hour. And President Biden expected that he expects things to get back normal in a year or so. Do you hear that, New York? Do you hear that, California? Maryland? Illinois? Hear that? Washington State? Oregon? You hear that? You get the feeling that the ball is now rolling and accelerating down a path of no return. Then he tweeted about getting teachers vaccinated. But teachers could have been teaching months ago. Children are not vectors of this disease. Children are invulnerable. They should put paint S's on their chest. We'd know who they are then. They're like super people, super babies. They could have been teaching months ago, and they could have been doing so safely. And they're doing so in many places not run by Democrats. This is actually happening around the country. The union successfully sought to extort the Democrats for money in exchange for doing their jobs. But the biggest problem I have with this is minding somebody, your own business flew out the window in the age of COVID. So governors who are screwing up their own states have opinions about everybody else. Like French Laundry patronizing Gavin Newsom, he expressed outrage about Texas opening back up. Is he willing to stay home and stay safe and go out and mask everywhere where he goes? Not so far, not so far. But he's also got the recall coming up, so he's probably going to get replaced, and then he'll get to stay home all the time. And while the other drama was unfolding, of course, Cuomo's got his emergency powers about to be stripped by the New York State Legislature. When you're a leader and you have no followers, that's really messed up. That Cuomo is that sort of guy who's been lewd and a bully and a bunch of other things and a scofflaw and now a killer surprises nobody except Maggie Haberman. And the New York City mayor hopes he gets booted out of office. And even if he does get out of office, even if de Blasio gets out of office, New Yorkers would still have to deal with the budget deficits born of business-crushing COVID policies that force people, like parents, out of the city so their children could have some semblance of a normal life. And these guys thought that when they got their guy in D.C., this was going to save them from their own egregious policies, red tape, and all of their budget shortfalls. But even if you did get that money, it's not going to save the cities from the doom and undo the damage. And this is why Greg Abbott's decision is so important. It gets the ball rolling. Now, Greg Abbott, of course, the fact that he did go for the lockdown, it does give him some problems now because conservatives around the state were furious with him because he bent to the will of the media back in October. And right now they don't feel like he should be cheered for giving back rights that he should never have taken to begin with. So it's not all, you know, moonlight and roses. For this policy choice, it seemed like he would have been a shoe-in for governor as long as he likes, and maybe even the stuff be the stuff of higher office. But between the COVID lockdown and the energy debacle, the shame that many independent-minded conservatives feel may prohibit them from voting for him again. We'll see. We'll see. The important immediate thing politically is that Governor Abbott's decision puts pressure on the Democrat regimes across the nation that want to stay closed. And it's increasingly difficult for them to watch their states wither while their citizens move to freer places. Like, there's more people in Texas that are Californian than there are in California now. More businesses in Texas that used to be Californian. The blue states are emptying, and people are looking for places that are more open. Like Florida. Like Texas. They're escaping from New York. Some are. Others are terrified, and they like being shut in. They enjoy the power that's afforded them when they publicly shame those who won't wear a mask or submit to their petty tyranny. Understand this, if you see me wearing a mask, that's because I don't want any trouble with you that's going to escalate. Because you're going to escalate, and when I escalate, well, we're going to go from 0 to 60 really fast. Because my bar for lethal force is real low. By law. There's a solution. They don't have to change their ways with new data, plummeting infections, and vaccines. They're allowed to be as isolated as they like. Their best course of action is to stay home and stay safe and let the rest of America return to normalcy. That's my new policy. I'll mind my business. You mind yours. No, wait a minute. We should have been doing this all along. I forgot. I'm an adult. I'm in charge of my own destiny. I don't have to get into hectoring or anything else. I just wasted a whole bunch of your time. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We get this. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Enforcement and Removal Operations removed a 95-year-old former Nazi concentration camp guard to Germany. This coming from a Sunday ICE press release. Frederick Karl Berger, a German citizen, participated in Nazi-sponsored persecution while serving in 1945 as an armed guard of concentration camp prisoners and the Neuengamme concentration camp system. What they could pin on him was basically that he guarded prisoners under horrible conditions where many died to keep them from escaping and that he never asked for a transfer. He's not accused of killing anybody or torturing anyone. Left unsaid is that a 20-year-old who refused would have expected a firing squad as his reward, and that the only places to transfer to, like the Russian front, would have been more than likely been a suicide assignment. Very easy to judge when you put that word Nazi up there. Why do you think the left does it all the time? It's not clear that those who are quick to do so would have made more selfless choices under the same set of life experiences and circumstances. You'd probably do what you had to do to get by and live through it. More likely, our latter-day Bolsheviks and brown shirts that we see setting fires and bullying intimidated diners into raising fists and taking knees would have assumed such camp duties and more with sadistic relish. But I'm not here to rally a defense for the hapless Herr Berger. No. Whose fate now rests with the heirs to the Third Reich and a new government headed by a former almost comfortable East German. The reason for this, this sort of opens the door to a line of questioning where you would ask about, well, if we're after war criminals, wouldn't we be going after people who became criminals in the name of the war on crime? His removal demonstrates the Department of Justice's and its law enforcement partners' commitment to ensuring that the United States is not a safe haven for those who have participated in Nazi crimes against humanity and other human rights abuses. Acting Attorney General Monty Wilkinson beamed, as he said all of that. I haven't heard that name in a while. And there's a name that could have shed much light to the DOJ's commitments to get to the bottom of uncounted human rights abuses and literal violent deaths a lot closer in time and to home. Coming from NPR in January of 2012, emails show how Fast and Furious ambush news unfolded at Justice Department. Things were happening quickly. Top men were being informed to get a handle on things, to find out what happened and to make decisions on what to do. Of special interest, the email messages show the former top federal prosecutor in Arizona, Dennis Burke, notifying an aide to Holder via email on December 15, 2010, that Agent Brian Terry had been wounded and died. Tragic, responds the aide, Monty Wilkinson. I've alerted the AG, the acting Deputy Attorney General, only a few minutes later. He emailed back again saying, please provide any additional details as they become available to you. Burke delivered then another piece of bad news. The guns found in the desert near the murder and the officer connect back to the investigation we were going to talk about. They were AK-47s purchased at a Phoenix gun store. Monty replied, I've alerted the AG. That and Wilkinson asked for details from the DOJ official who later, per Senator Chuck Grassley, leaked and lied to undermine Fast and Furious whistleblower John Dodson. So what is it the AG, that is Eric Holder, testified under oath to in the Senate in May of 2011? He said, I'm not sure of the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time in over the last few weeks. Here's how the Office of Inspector General report recalled things. At approximately 11 that morning, Holder emailed Grindler and Wilkinson and three other staff members to ask whether more details about the shooting were available. Wilkinson informed Holder that he would look into it, and a few minutes later sent an email to Burke asking him to provide any additional details as they became available to you. Holder told the OIG that he did not recall receiving any more information other than the basic fact of the shooting, though he said it was possible we may have had a conversation with Wilkinson about it. Wilkinson told us that he did not recall having any such conversations with Holder. We found that Wilkinson forwarded to Holder during the afternoon of December 15th three emails from the Arizona U.S. Attorney's Office that furnished additional information about the shooting and Agent Brian Terry. These emails provided further details about the circumstances surrounding the firefight that resulted in Agent Terry's death and law enforcement's efforts to find and arrest suspects. And per Cheryl Atkinson, back before CBS News decided the truth she brought to their reporting was not what they really wanted to have, she said new documents obtained by CBS News show Attorney General Eric Holder was sent briefings on the controversy of Fast and Furious operation as far back as July 2010, which directly contradicts his statement to Congress. So how is Holder testifying that he probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time over the last few weeks in May of 2011, not in-your-face perjury? Why was that not pressed back when Republicans had a modicum of control over things? And what are the chances Democrats now in power and out for vengeance against all things conservative will be interested in resurrecting it? We heard a number coming about how many Mexicans died due to Fast and Furious guns at 300, and then we just quit hearing about that. So we don't know what the number is. It's probably still ongoing. Ever since ATF decided to pad the statistics, those are the actual words of an agency insider, by encouraging guns to walk to Mexico under the impossible lie that they were performing a sting, without making any attempt to actually physically interdict the guns. Instead, credible evidence points to recovering guns that could be traced back to U.S. gun stores next to bodies at crime scenes. That's what they wanted. And that perversely supported the assault weapon ban goals Holder prematurely let slip back in 2009 and then had to backpedal for political reasons. Makes me wonder if one day Holder were actually to be brought to justice, will it be when he's 95 years old? Before we get a full accounting of what he knew and when he knew it and what his active part in things was, Or will that be forever buried, along with the survivors of all the lost souls who never received justice or closure? While I sit around and, you know, the thing that irritates me most about this is we are very concerned about some victims, but not all. And we should be concerned about all victims. How would you like to be the parent? Well, like the Brian Terry family. I've actually spoken to his brother and his sister, had him on the show before. And, you know, even while they're trying to get closure, even if something were to happen and Holder goes away and Obama goes away and Hillary Clinton, who knew about it, she was Secretary of State, if they all go away, their brother's still dead. How do you get closure from that? How do you ever achieve and find peace knowing that your brother was murdered doing his job? Or what if that wasn't, you know, in the case of some of these people in Mexico who are, you know, they're Mexicans, they're not with us, so we don't know who they are, but they, you know, they're just innocent people for the most part getting killed by some of these things. What about them? We don't even know their names. We don't know how young or old they were. We don't know their gender. And based on today's status, that could be 52 different varieties. And this is all part of a political strategy to achieve gun control. Astonishes me. This is why I'm so against the whole COVID thing. I think that's sort of a dry run to see how much we would accept. And I hope enough of us woke up, if you will, to understand that. And we'll see how that goes, too. But we've got hour number three coming in. And, of course, we're going to sit down for a minute and speak with Dean Weingarten, as we do. Yeah. 95 years old. What a desperado he must have been. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.